what's up, you guys? Welcome to The Secrets of Social Media, where you learn all about the life of an influencer and what it's really like to be on the spotlight. This is your host, Crystal Velasquez. 67% of marketers promote content through social media influencers, and 49% of people rely on influencer recommendations. Here we have Alex Guzman, Carlos Mena, and Christopher Roman, who have been doing social media for about 2 years. They are gaining thousands of followers a day, accumulating over 1 million on platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and many more. So, hey guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So, first question, what is a social media influencer?
A social media influencer is like someone that like portrays himself as like on social media, and they have like a following and people like look up to them, and they have like, yeah, this big following on all platforms, and they have like a little fan base, you know.
Yes, you're basically like an inspiration for like all your followers and everything else. Like, they look up to you, so you're basically a role model for them.
Okay. What made you start social media?
I'll start. What made me start social media was just like the excitement that I had like with it. I always like did all these like little videos with my cousin, and like they got like 5 likes, and I thought that was like the biggest thing ever. So
cousin tube.
Yeah. Okay. Cousin tube. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Like what made me start? It wasn't like wanting to start. It just kind of like happened at first. It was like I found out this app. It was called YouNow, and I started broadcasting on it. And then out of nowhere, it just kind of blew up, and I just stuck with it since then. And that was in like 2015, 2016. So it's been like a while. I've just been sticking to it.
Did you ever think you'd grow this big?
No, never.
Oh, no, never.
Okay, and you guys were recently on tour with Vivid and Boys of Summer, so it was a combined tour. Mm-hmm. What did you guys do on the tour? Because I know many people ask, what do influencers do on these type of tours?
For us on tour, some of us like performed, but most of us, like the social media like influencers, we were more so like focused on the meet and greet and meeting our supporters, because they would come to meet us and pay so much money to meet us. So we'd more so focus on that.
Yeah, just adding on to that, just meet and greets with our supporters, meeting them, making them happy, you know, just they're always like smiling whenever they meet us.
Did you guys ever fight on the tour?
Oh, yeah, a lot. There was a lot of arguments.
But it wasn't, like, big fighting, though. It was just, like, arguments that we'd get over, like, right away. Yeah. It wasn't, like, no, like, well, with us, like, the little small group that we have.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, no fighting in there. But, like, maybe with, like, other people, yeah. Like, there's always so much
drama.
There's
a lot of drama.
A lot of drama.
Stealing, losing stuff, blaming on each other. It's horrible.
How did you guys feel when people started noticing you, like, going out in public and people wanting pictures?
I was, the first time someone came up to me, I was so awkward and nervous. I didn't know what to do. I was like, wait, want to take a picture with me? But, like, now, like, the feeling's, like, cool. Like, knowing there's people out there that, like, look up to you and, like could actually go up to you, like, random places.
Mm-hmm. What's the craziest fan experience you've encountered?
Oh, I have a crazy fan experience. It was, 2 years ago, VidCon. This girl came up to me, and I was, like, talking to, like, a girl at the time, right? So I had, like, my girl I was talking to. And then what happened was she was like, can I do a stage kiss? And if you don't know what a stage kiss is, like where you put like your thumbs together and you like kind of like kiss your fan, but it's not really kissing. So, or no, it wasn't a stage kiss. It was a kiss on the cheek. So like, can you give me a kiss on the cheek? And I was going in, and right as I was like this close from her face, she turned and we kissed on the lips, and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, what the heck happened? I had like her lipstick all over my face, and it was just bad. And I was like, wow.
Basically the same thing.
So bad.
Like on tour, that happened a lot, actually. All these little girls, like, just wanting to kiss
me.
Yeah,
they just, like, kind of just move their head, and you're like, whoa.
What's probably the hardest thing you've had to deal with?
So far, more so just, like, mentality and always, like, sticking to it and, like, always posting every day, sticking to your grind. And also, like, haters, but at the same time, those, like, motivate us. They're our motivators.
Yeah, like, people know who you are for a reason. Like, they're obviously hating on you for, like, a reason, you know?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you guys have managers, have dealt with management. How was it finding the proper manager for you guys?
We're still kind of looking, but from our, like, experience, like, our past, well, there has been, like, a lot of, like, you know, like, ups and downs with management, and, like, it's crazy, but, I mean, it's all for, like, the best, you know? Just the future is, like, where it's at.
And obviously parents are asking when kids want to take pictures with you guys, what you guys do for a living. How do you explain what you do to parents and adults?
At first it's kind of hard to explain, but once they like start like getting to know what we do and all that, it's easy. How we explain to them, we're just like, social media is like the biggest thing right now. Obviously, it's so big. Everyone's always on their phones, social media. So we're just like one of those regular kids that are just bigger, I guess, than most people and that have supporters.
Well, yeah. Well, like the way I explain it, I say like I'm an influencer on the media, like. I let my persona on there, and like I express who I am to the people, and like I guess that's what people like look up to us, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what's probably the best experience you've had as an influencer?
Having the opportunity to go on tour, that was like the best thing ever. Oh yeah, like seeing so a lot of new places, meeting a lot of new people. I became close with so many more people. It was just like that bonding, and like the experience itself was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Who's been your biggest inspiration along the way? Any other influencers? Did you ever think you'd meet people that you looked up to?
I never thought. I'd always look up to like this thing called like this group called like Five Quad. If you don't know, they're like so old. There's like a group of like five, and I would look up to them. I'd always see them on tour, and I'd be like, "Wow, bro, that looks so fun! Like, I wish I was out there doing stuff like that." And then out of nowhere, it just happened, and I started myself. I like started my own fan base, and I was like, "Well, this is cool." And then it's just been that from there.
Yeah, like it comes to the point where like there's like a group of people you would look up to, like now they're like messaging you, like like friends with you, and it's like crazy. Like you never like thought like the people you look up to are actually like recognizing who you are now. Mm-hmm. That like, you're like, oh, we're just following.
Have you guys ever had the feeling like, wow, I finally made it, or you guys are still in the process of trying to?
No, not at all.
Even in public, sometimes we forget that we have followers, and we're just like acting like normal, stupid kids, you know? We're just like having fun, and then we forget we even have this following, and like fans start coming up to us, and we're like, oh, we snap back into like, oh, we have followers.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Like, we definitely like haven't made it yet, like. There's still a lot more in the future. Yeah, like,
there's always more that you can do.
Yeah, never like set yourself at one place.
What do you guys want to do with this platform? How far do you guys want to go with it? Do you guys want this to be a lifetime thing?
Lifetime thing? Yeah, I want to like transition it into more so like acting, modeling. That's what we're doing right now. We're working on like acting, modeling, just kind of like branding ourselves and like branching out into different like things to do and all that stuff.
Yeah, like social media, like YouTube. YouTube's like where it's at right now. So many more like influencers are on it now, and like it's like where it's at. So that's like we're trying to all move to YouTube and like try to post.
What's probably your favorite platform to be on right now?
I'm enjoying YouTube a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. YouTube's fun.
I would say, honestly, TikTok or, like, Instagram. YouTube, we all want to hop into. Yeah. We all want to hop into ASAP and just get start posts on there and all that stuff. But Instagram, most definitely.
What do you guys want to be known as? Do you guys want to be known as a social media influencer, a TikTok persona?
Not really. We just more so, like, a social media influencer or, like, a...
Just a public figure,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like... Leave something good behind. That's why.
And many people just think social media is very easy. People think it's, oh, you post a video and snap, you grow. Mm-hmm. What's the process? How?
I wouldn't really say there's, like, a process. Just keep trying. Like, it took me, 3 years. And, like, that last year was, like, I don't know, we're crazy. Like, I started gaining these followings. So I was like, oh, so, like, it takes time, commitment. You have to stay very committed. Don't ever give up on yourself, you know? Just... keep going and striving for what you want.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you guys are going to events, like you mentioned, VidCon, there's Playlist, and many other events. What's your first experience ever going versus your last? How different was it? Did you have a fan base your first Vid event?
Go first.
At Playlist, there's a place called Playlist Orlando, this one thing, and it was like... at first, I didn't have any, like, I wasn't big. I had maybe, like, 40,000 on Instagram. I just wanted to go see. I wanted to see what it was all about. And I went with my parents my first time. And they were, like, I would get, like, some people coming up to me asking for pictures and all that stuff. And it was cool. I was like, yo, it's a good experience. So then our last, going to our last events, that's crazy. We're out here, like, getting, like, mobbed by, hundreds of fans, and it's cool. It's like the experience is fun, and we love meeting our fans, and it's just so much fun for us, and we love doing it.
Have you guys had any scary encounters going?
Scary.
With fans?
Or fans, other anything? People just social being out media. In public, being exposed?
Not really.
I mean, it happens like when there's people, you're out there like in the nighttime, there's people like staring you down, probably like looking at what you have, you know, just.
Yeah.
But like nothing like too serious. No, it's never hasn't gotten there.
No.
Hopefully it never
Have
will.
You guys had a breaking point any time
where
you just want to quit, drop everything? Why?
For me, it was more so when I was like had smaller numbers and I was still in like school and all that stuff. Obviously, like there's stuff like everyone. I don't know, not everyone, but most people get bullied in school, and I was, and they were, like, always bashing me for doing social media, and I felt like, I was like, I don't know if, I'm just gonna quit, but I never did, and I just stuck to it, and then now I'm doing, like, online school, and I'm obviously, like, still doing big things on social media, so.
Yeah, same thing with middle school. Middle school was, like, very rough. A lot of people hated on it, like, because from where I'm from, the city's so small, so, like, if you do social media, you're, like, exposing yourself to, like, the public. So it was just like very tough. So many people like were like hate on you for what you do, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. What message would you like to send to the people who send you hate and fans who defend you?
Obviously, thank you. Like our fans are the best. They always defend us through anything. They would always have our backs no matter what. Literally no matter what. Like we could do like anything and they just always have our backs. And it's crazy. Just thank you. And to the haters, thank you for keeping us motivated now. And, yeah.
Yeah, same thing with haters. Like, thank you for helping me become who I am. Like, you hating on me makes me, like what I do when I get hate, like, I make a joke out of it, and I just, like, turn into something good. So,
yeah.
I, like, just push it away. But, yes, like, very appreciative and very.
What's an advice you have for people trying to come up in this industry and what they should look out for?
Advice for people coming up just do your best, literally just be yourself. That's what you gotta do most. Be yourself, be your own person. Don't try to look at someone on social media and try to be them. Be yourself, be original, and because that's what's gonna make you grow. People will love you for you and who you are.
Like don't be fake on social media. Like be yourself. Like people will like you for who you are.
And there's a question everyone wants to know. Would you guys ever date a fan?
Oh my god.
Would you, Chris?
If I'm being honest, I don't know. It's kind of hard because fans also, like, they know a lot about you. They know literally everything about you. But at the same time, I don't know if I would. That answer, probably not. But what about you?
Oh, I've said this several times, like, on live and all the time, because I get this question asked a lot. But if I would date a fan, what I would say, I'd say no, because I look at my supporters as, like, family, because they're always there for you and have your back no matter what. So that's what family does. So I consider my supporters as family. So I would not date a fan.
No.
So your parents, what was their reaction to you growing? Do they still understand what's going on?
My mom has, like, changed during the time. Like, at first, she was, like, very, like, no, you can't do this. But, like, now she sees, like, there's actually, like, progress happening. She's, like, very flexible about it and, like, very supportive. Like, my mom's, like, very supportive person.
Same with our moms are literally, like, the same person. Like, mine and his mom are, like, the same person. Like, we realized that, like, yesterday.
Yeah,
they're, like, the same person, so.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you guys going on flights alone, doing all this independently, being teenagers. It's pretty hard for parents.
Yeah.
Okay, Carlos is in the building. Hey, late, very late. Hey.
Very late, but the butt.
So, you guys have sayings. What are the you guys known for? What do you guys say?
Oh, God.
Oh, literally right now, we say the boys. The it's boys. Like, it's our thing. And the boys.
Yes.
Wait, where's my head?
So that's your thing, the boys.
Yeah, the boys.
The boys.
It's like D-A, boys.
How'd that come up? How'd you guys start doing that?
Literally, we have no idea. Like, I just said it one time. I was like, the boys.
And it just stuck to you guys.
And it just stuck, yeah.
Of
that's
course.
What we've been going off of.
Let's ask Carlos the question. Would you ever date a fan?
Yeah, I would.
Oh my god.
Of course, okay, Carlos. We see Carlos.
The boy.
What's your most awkward fan experience? We want to hear that as well from you.
Like, what we just said was, like, just, like, going in for a kiss on the cheek and, like, they turn and you kiss him.
Yeah.
On the lips. Events.
That happened to you guys?
Yeah.
Several times, oh, yeah.
On lips?
Yeah.
Whoa, what? Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
No. So you've never had to deal with any, been bullied at school? How bad?
Oh, that's 100%. Awful. What? But that was, like, a while ago. I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen now.
So you guys are all homeschooled, going online school.
Yeah. Online, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy.
So going on tour, do you guys plan on going on tour in the future? You guys planning anything new? What's new? What's coming up?
Yes. The boys are actually planning to go on tour.
So it's going to be your guys' tour. You guys are planning it, doing all this.
With help from awesome people, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out, like Jeremy.
Okay.
It's going to be like our small group. If you guys don't know who's in our group, it's us three, and then Giovanni and Jack.
And Mel and Sam. What's?
Yeah, come on.
This
click,
guy.
Yeah, no, I click, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like obviously our girls that are in this group, too,
yeah,
known as
like,
the boys.
But like they're the boys.
Yeah,
well.
We're all just like homies.
The boys.
The boys.
Okay, okay, so social media is your thing. Do you guys post every day? How is it like posting every day? Do you guys just stop? What do your fans expect from you?
Sometimes it's like you like struggle to post every day, like on tour. Like I was posting every day on Instagram, so like I was like always like take a picture of me everywhere we're at. But like no, like it's fine. Like you see like improvement, engagement, like rising. So. It's like good that like
do fans get mad when you don't post?
Oh,
how are fans reacting?
100% they get mad.
Yes,
they upset.
So
have they ever told you anything in person that's ever shocked you?
I've heard something like you saved my life, and like through letters and stuff like that they give us, they like explain so much and just like how much we've helped them.
What about time? So like crazy. A little story right now.
Yeah.
All right. So one time I was at a meet and greet. I went downstairs because one of the hosts called me down, like, so I could meet this fan. And they told me, they were like, this little fan wants to meet you. Like, she didn't meet you. She's upset. I was like, okay. I was meeting her. Her mom was, like, just crying in the corner the whole time. So, I like, the little girl was such a sweetheart. She was so, like,
oh,
little.
My God. I
listen,
remember this.
Listen.
No.
And then, like, at the end, I hugged her mom, and I was like, your daughter's amazing. And she's like, thank you. And, it, like, she looks at me with tears in her eyes, and she's like, please just pray she survives. So she was diagnosed with cancer, and like the fact that like we like provide her happiness like made me feel so good. So it's like, but it, like, you know, it's like upsetting, but
that's crazy.
It was a crazy experience, like knowing that there's girls out there that are going through like stuff like that, but like still look up to you and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and then you're obviously from Sparks, Nevada. There's Palmdale, then there's
Colorado.
So how is it going from cities so small and just coming to LA? Do you plan on moving here?
Soon, baby.
So there's plans, obviously, moving to LA now.
Yeah.
How are your parents reacting? Because you guys are obviously all from different states, of course. Carlos, you're
but they don't want me
closer.
To. They're like, they want me to stay. They're like, I don't have responsibility.
No, definitely stay. Stay. 100%. Stay. Stay.
And you guys have talked about that topic with your parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long
struggles,
talk.
Obviously. Do your parents think, like, understand what it takes to be an influencer?
No.
My mom knows, like, the little, like, the basics, but
of course.
I also want her to, like, know more, too, about it, because, like, there's situations where, like, I need, like, adult help, but she doesn't know how to handle it because she doesn't know anything about it. But my mom will soon, like, learn, like, about the social media, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are still trying to get your parents on board with this touring. When you guys had to tell your parents on tour, what was their reaction when you had to tell them?
But my mom was crying.
Yeah, I knew my mom was crying.
Yeah. It's like if anything big happens, I feel like my mom always just cries. Like,
yeah, my mom.
Did they let you guys go at first, or they were in denial?
My mom's very supportive. She's like, she said, she's like, why make you like lose an opportunity when it's there? Like, you know, like, if there's an opportunity, take it.
Yeah.
Facts.
Of course. And let's see. So you guys are doing online school. You guys enjoy it, or do you guys want to keep doing school? Go.
Yeah, online school.
No, I'm about to drop out, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Because that's what a lot of adults think. Once you're an influencer, you're dropping out. You don't want to do anything else. You guys want to keep going, or you think after a certain point, you're done?
Yeah, there's definitely points that were like, what's the point of this? Like, this is so stupid. Like, just wanting to give up. Okay. But then, like, you realize, like, education's important, so.
Yeah.
And you guys are working for this app. You guys are doing a trip to Disneyland. You guys want to talk about that more? Explain it.
Moji. Okay.
Go download it.
Don't
baby.
Love that. So what is it? MOJIIT. So go download it. You guys care to explain what the app is about?
It's basically like a Bitmoji, but better.
So it's live, and you guys are bringing. So you guys are flying fans out to Disneyland.
Yeah, we already chose the one.
Yeah, we're flying her out here to spend the day with the boys.
So it's just, is it just one?
It would have been too much, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, like the other ones helping us for like this tour that we have coming up with like the boys.
Okay,
like,
that's good. So you guys are sponsored. So obviously, you guys want to download the app.
Download and get to number one.
How'd you guys find this app? How did they contact you guys?
Yeah, how did we even?
It's Alex.
Alex. We knew this one person. They took us to his house. Jeremy really liked us.
Okay.
Well, which is like the
CEO.
So
he's the CEO of the app. Yeah, of course.
And he like really liked us. So like we kept talking business, and then just like came to the point like where like we could like provide him this if he provides us all this stuff. So.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things being worked on, like, behind the scenes right now. Yeah.
A lot.
Very excited for the future, yes.
Hell yeah.
You guys have anything you want to say to your fans, obviously, listening?
Love you, baby.
Thank you for everything.
Yes. Yeah. Very grateful for everything.
Yeah. You guys are amazing.
Like, they're the reason we're sitting in these chairs right now.
100%. Literally, we wouldn't be here without them.
We love you.
Love you, baby.
What's one thing you guys remember? Like, you guys remember fans?
Yes.
Yeah,
obviously. How do you remember them? Like, because there's so many of them.
I don't, honestly.
Like,
sometimes.
Do you remember?
Some I do. Some.
Do you remember any of them? Like, their names, their at names?
Oh, I know so many. Like, because they're all just different people. So that's a cool thing about social media. You get to, like, meet different kinds of people. So, like, you memorize them because, like, they did something that was funny. So, like,
And they're more so, like, they're more than just a fan page. There's, like, a whole person behind that fan page. It's not just, like, oh, they're a fan. Like, they're their own person, too. They're their own self behind that fan page.
Life,
so, yeah.
Facts.
What's the weirdest at name you've encountered? I'm sure there's very crazy
there's all these,
at names.
Like, daddy names, like sexy.
Can't
poppy.
Even say that.
What's your parents' reactions to these thoughts that these teenagers have?
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
She like mocks it and like makes fun of it.
She
makes a joke out of it. Yeah.
Oh.
She thinks it's funny.
Do you guys feel uncomfortable? Or you guys got used to it?
I'm used to it.
Like, they're just like daddy. So weird.
So you guys obviously can't say those words without thinking of your fans.
Oh my god.
That's funny.
So that's it. What's a fan? Give a shout out to fan.
A fan shout out. Give a fan shout out.
Shout out Carlos Mena, baby.
Called you a fan. I'm not saying shout out to a fan, but shout out to Blessed Fam. I love you.
Yeah. Shout out Romero Gang, baby.
Bro, I don't even have a name for my
thing. Say yours. The one
Mena
that you have
babies.
Right now.
Mena
Babies.
I don't even. Shout out Mena Babies.
Hey.
Okay, so we're coming to an end. Thank you guys so much for joining. Once again, this is your host, Crystal Velasquez, with KPCRadio.com.